Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is the Isis E Show. Yep. That's me, Isis. I'ma do me. This is Let's Talk Tuesday, you all. And it's also along with just music. Music will be playing after we get through, after I get through talking about what's going on in the community and the world and everything. And remember, everybody, this is just my opinion only. Some of you all lately, you've been inboxing me, and, you know, you've been making somewhat of idle threats or going off on me in any kind of way. But I just want you to know this much. I do not know you at all to get pissed off or anything like that. That's why I do at all, period, at all, because even if I knew you and the people that know me, I still would not respond at all, period. I would not apologize for the things that I do say because it's my opinion, and everybody has a right to their own opinion and feel the way that they do, and it's not about the First Amendment or anything like that. It's just about how you feel and everything. But anyway, even if you are criticizing me in any kind of way, I just want to say much love and respect to you all, and thank you for just listening to my show. The Isis E Show is heard from the West Coast to the East Coast, from the North to the ends of the South, and also on the other side of the world and different continents and everything. And I appreciate everybody for tuning in and listening and everything else. And again, to all of you artists out there, one of my partners in crime and everything, if you want to be a part of of an event that's coming out in August, in this One Love, One House TV show, they're having a cruise for 3 days in the Bahamas and everything. And you can look on my Facebook and you can see what's going on. The cruise, the deposit is $25, and it's like ASAP. And it's all about exposing yourself and everything. A lot of people have been asking me that, you know, that would we get paid if we were to perform and everything else, you know. And the answer is no. As far as I know, if you want more information, you can get more information from April Disco Goddess. You can go on Facebook and you can friend her, or you can even inbox her and she will give you all the details. But for right now, it's all about exposing yourself, going to the islands on a cruise, and you being exposed to a lot of people on the cruise. And it's going to be TV air, and it's going to be, you know, if you've ever been on a cruise and everything else, you know there's a lot of people on there. There's a lot of entertainment and everything, and it's a great exposure and everything. And I'm quite sure you can probably do a lot, sell your CDs or whatever, T-shirts. I don't know. Maybe you can. But like I said, for more information, you can get with Miss April Disco Goddess, and there's a lot of people that she is connected with and everything. And also she has her own cable network TV in Chicago, Chi-Town and everything, and I'm quite sure, I mean, you know, you can get all the exposure you can get. Sometimes you have to, you know, spend money in order to get notice and everything else. It takes a lot of hard work and recognition to get where you want to go in life. But anyway, tonight my show is about how we as blacks still adapting to European ways. And the question is how we are we. And, you know, as our ancestors, we as black people of color, you know, our ancestors is our descendants is from Africa, you know, no matter what. And I don't care what nationality you are, white, black, yellow, brown, whatever. Everything to me, our descendants came from Africa, seriously. And ever since our ancestors were taken away from over there, even in the Bible somewhere, in the Bible, I believe it's Genesis, I'm not for sure, it said that we people of color, this is the understanding I'm getting, that we would be placed in a strange land and everything. And we were placed in a strange land. We are people of color, and for some reason down through history, even up until now, what is it about the color of my skin that makes a person hate the color of my hair or whatever? And, you know, and I often heard other people, you know, that it's all about black power and everything, but, you know, and how we are forced, and we were forced to adapt to the European ways. As black people, you know, we were stripped of our land, we were stripped of our culture, we were stripped of our native tongue, we were stripped of our name and everything, and we had to adapt to what's going on in this world and then in America. And then, see, the thing is, to the white people, I'm gonna call them Caucasian because the thing is, what, there is no pure white people here in America at all, period. As time has progressed since back then, there's no pure white at all, no pure white at all, and they have to understand it. And be as it may, that if people, history, we learn history through school, but they barely taught us about our American history, our black history, or anything like that. They barely talked to us about that. And everything, and therefore we have to go to the library and read upon ourselves. We have, and I urge all of you people of color to go and read about your history, because as you notice now, as time progresses more and more now, we are not being taught those things at all, period. It was like just about over 40 years ago that we were able to vote. And look how our people set up here and died and fought for us to vote. They got water hoses hosed down. They got lynched. They got dogs chewing them up, biting them. They have police officers beating them and everything else. You know, we had to sit up here and take a test. And even though the test may have been right, you know, it was up to that person, that white person, to sit up here and say yay or nay or anything like that. And it's like all because of the color of our skin. And then I often wonder why, if you did not like the color of my skin, why did you bring us over here in the first place? Because by nature, out and out to culture, we know how to build things. In thinking, we know how to solve problems mathematically and everything. We know how to do this. We were happy in our own land, but for some reason or another, we were brought over here to be enslaved. Why? We would never know the reason why. We would never know the reason why we were stripped of our land. We would never know the reason why we were stripped of our native tongue, of our culture, or anything like that. And like I said before, things have been true down through generation after generation. Look how I often hear people in my family and my surroundings, and especially people of color, how they were disciplined. And if they were to get disciplined right now, guess what? It'll be a lot of mothers and fathers in jail for life, the way they set up here and discipline their children. And I thank God, by the grace of God, that my mother, she did not touch us at all. I didn't count on one hand how many times she touched us and everything. Me and my brothers, and, you know, we got put on punishment, and that's it. But as you look at, as time back in time, how we were disciplined, we would either lynch, we were either burned, we were hanged, we were beaten, and everything else. And that's how our ancestors learned how to discipline their children. And it just trickled down from generation to generation and everything else. And, you know, we need to learn how to discipline our children in a different way. Yes, there's a difference between being abused and being disciplined, you know. And I really don't too much believe in time out or anything else. I believe that you should spare the rod. You know, when your child is doing something wrong and you tell them so many times, stop, 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 no, 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 yes, they should be disciplined or whatever. Yes, they should be put in a time out. But you have to be, especially repetition of what you said, yes, I feel that you should be able to spank them, but not abuse them in any kind of way, you know. And the thing is, we learned this from back in the day, our master. We learned this. And if you were to really read history and everything, and it's all about how the European people, they allow all other people to come over here that were in a lower class, meaning that they allow all the troublemakers to come over here, the prostitutions, the mobs, anybody that just got in trouble, they sent them over here and everything. And this is how we learned a lot of things from our slave masters. Now we got to the point of what society is saying of how you have to look. You know, we have to have straight hair. We have to be light skinned and all this other stuff. And the thing is that when people look at us, they try to figure out and they sit up here and study us why we have big lips, the big butt, big breast and everything else, and why now we are sitting up here trying to look like them, trying to be like us, until the women, the white women, start sitting up here getting shots in their asses and getting silicones in their breasts and silicones in their lips and everything else. It was not accepted. But soon as they started getting it, guess what? It was acceptable. But yet, we still have to adapt to the European way. Are we free? How free are we? We sit up here and straighten our hair. Yes, I was one of those people that got my perm and everything else, but I was always comfortable in my skin. I'm a dark-skinned, beautiful black woman, and I was always comfortable in my skin. But now I have went natural, and I love every bit a part of me. This is because society say why is it that society say that my coarse hair is not acceptable? But it is, because there's a lot of people that of other races that tries to be like us. They even study us. We look at the dancing. We learn how to dance. The twerking thing that's going on. Oh, it wasn't acceptable when we were doing that. And now that white women are doing it, and even they even having classes to teach people how to twerk, now it's acceptable. Hip-hop wasn't acceptable until the white people started accepting it, till they started rapping, now you got people of other culture with the races and stuff teaching you how to, hip-hop, teaching you how to do hip-hop dances, teaching you how to rap and all this other stuff, and it's like, whoa, wait a minute. But yet, you still hate the color of my skin, but yet we still adapt to the European ways. Guess what? Now they're being so commercialized that the black man and the white woman should be together in every which way. As we know, the black dominates everything. Still, I'm coming to the fact of why is it that we have to sit up here and when you are of a mixed race, of a mixed culture, that if you got one, any black in you, you're black, and it shouldn't even be that way at all, period. But it's that way. I only consider one race, and the race is being human. And that's it. But we as black people, we're still not on one accord with one another. We're still not in unity with one another. We still sit up here and tear each other down. We still have the light versus the black and everything else. We still have black-on-black crime and everything else. And the only time we sit up here, and which is a whole different thing, we come together and want to sing Kumbaya, is when we are treated badly. And when we know that when a white cop or whatever the case may be sit up here and shoot an unarmed child, an unarmed man, and it's totally different because, you know, I hear a lot of people say, well, y'all got the black-on-black crime. We know there's black-on-black crime. There's just as much white-on-white crime than black-on-black crime, but we would never hear about it because guess what? The black people have always been exploited since the time they came over here in this world. We have been exploited. And even that so to whereas other people, even other people sit up here and disrespect us and being racist towards us because of the simple fact of what's been going on, what's been heard. The word nigger is so common to whereas everybody sit up here, no matter what race, no matter what culture you are, sit up here and call each other niggers and everything else. And we sit up here and have adapted the word and they want to change the definition of it. When are we going to sit up here and learn that we as black people, we are powerful? We are so powerful in unity till it ain't even right. And the thing is that they know it, and that's why they sit up here and continue to try to tear us down. They sit up here and brought drugs in our country, in our community, in our neighborhood. We couldn't afford the drugs, but they introduced the drugs. And guess what? We as stupid-ass people, we sit up here and we sell it to our own people. They sitting up here getting addicted, getting strung out and everything else, and you sitting up here getting killed over drugs. You sitting up here stealing because of drugs and blase bleep. You out there in the streets selling nickel and dimes and everything else while white men is at home. Only thing they did was introduce. Yes, they were killing us and everything else, but once they start introducing things to us and we took advantage of the situation, guess what? Only thing they did was just step back. You know, and back then when there were white men in sheets and everything else killing, but guess what? We as black people have killed our own selves and disrespected our own selves more than they have, 40 years. And even though there's still racism in this world and everything else, until we learn to stop being racist towards each other, things are not going to change. We need new generation of leaders. We need new generation of mentors. We need new generations of saying enough is enough. If you all have not looked at the movie Selma, and they always come out with movies of black history and everything else, and if you don't do nothing else and go and look at the movie and learn from, go and look at Roots from a long time ago. Look at what our people have been through and what they've done in order for you not to sit up here and go to the back of the door, not to sit up here and go to a separate bathroom, not to sit up here and drink out of a dirty fountain or anything else, but to have equality. But the thing is, we still have to fight for that equality. There's all these education that's out there, but if we sit up here and be educated or wherever, if we sit up here and have fine cars and fine houses, people automatically think we're sitting up here doing something wrong, and that's not even the case at all. We need to come together as one. And guess what? My ancestors is not only black or African. America. My ancestors is Italian. My ancestors is Irish. My ancestors Jamaican. My ancestors is Native American. But when you look at me, when they look at me, all they see is black. All they see is a woman of an African descent sitting up and saying, oh, you all need to go back to where you came from. But the thing is, I did not come from there. The thing is that my people did not have a choice. They were forced on the boat. The first time you came over there to our motherland, you were being nice and this and that and everything else. But the second time, the third time when you came over, you just kidnapped us. You took us. And everything else. And then when we got over here, how the hell did Christopher Columbus discover something that was when people were already here? People, we need to sit up here and correct these history that's sitting up here going on. Everything is not white. Everything is not black, but everything is of color. And we need to learn that. And that's why I keep saying, why is it that we're still adapting to the European ways? When we can change everything. Everything. Get to know the law for yourself. Get educated. Get a skill. Men start being men. Women start being women. We have enough bitches and hoes in this world. Stop being kings and queens because we came from royalty. That's where we came from, nothing but royalty. It doesn't matter who you sit up here and love because love has no color, but I get tired of people when they say, I see no color. Yes, you do. I'm about 5 shades darker than you. So you see color. Like I said, everybody, this is just my opinion and my opinion only, but, you know, I just feel that we as black people need to start communicating with one another, need to start helping with one another, need to start paying forward to one another and everything else. That's what we need to start doing. Need to start adapting to our own culture. That's what we need to start doing. And everything else, and like I said, this was just my opinion because I see a lot of things. I read, and I hear a lot of things from different cultures, from different religions, and everything else of how things are really going on in this world. How our people, black people of color, that do have money, and how they don't really sit up here and let it be a circle in the black community when they still sit up here and still communicate with the white man, still communicate and circle the money, and it circles around with the white people. Yes, there are some that sit up here and say, you know, I'm giving back to my community, but guess what? We as black people, we don't sit up here just because we say, well, black people, they have poor customer skills, but yet we would still sit up here and go to a Chinese place or whatever place when they have bulletproof glass and we still buy from them. It's all because of things have been trickled down to us from generation to generation. And once we break that generational cycle, guess what? We will be fine. It may not be in my time because I may be dead and gone, but hopefully when my children's children, children's children, and so on, that guess what? That we will come together as one. It doesn't matter about my complexion or anything else. You know, it doesn't matter at all, period. And it's like, when are we going to stop adapting to the European way? Because guess what, you all? There's so many of them that wants to be like us. That wants to be like us. And when we learn to come together as one, we will be a powerful race. Not to sit up here and take over, not to sit up here and be disrespectful, but to be respected and to be saying, you all. Anyway, thanking everybody for listening to the Isis E Show on Let's Talk Tuesday. This was my opinion and my opinion only, how we as blacks still adapting to the European ways and how free are we. And another thing, get out there and vote. Get out there and get involved in your community. Get out there, because the people that you put in office, them are the same. If they're not doing what they're supposed to be doing, guess what? You can help get them out of office and get somebody in office that's going to do what they say they're going to do. Look how they sit up here disrespecting our president. There are so many, we have so many allies and everything else, but how can you expect other countries to respect our country, to respect our leaders, when we can't even respect our own leaders at all, period, no matter how you feel about him or whatever? But this man has been the most disrespectful president only because of his skin. You got John Boehner that's making it known in so many ways, I don't like you at all. And look at all these other presidents, white presidents, before President Obama, that have really fucked up. But nobody really not saying nothing, but they want to blame this man for everything. How can he do anything when he got people opposing him all the time? How can he say, I'm going to do this when I'm going to do that, when you got people opposing him all the time? But I bet you, when the next president come along, guess what? You're going to do what he say he's going to do, but then you aren't going to sit up here and take the credit, because that's what it's always been. A lot of things we have done in this lifetime, in the other lifetime, that white people have sat up here and took the credit for. They stayed. They even tried to get rid of us. They don't want us to continue to procreate or anything like that. Come on now. I'm not saying all, but there's a vast, vast majority. When we are born, we have no knowledge of hate at all. You are taught to hate. You are taught to despise. You are taught to deceive. You are taught to sit up here and lie. But we do not need that, you all. Again, to my people of color, I ask you all that we start uniting with one another, helping one another. Start supporting black-owned businesses. Because if you hit the white men in their pockets, guess what? It's respect. If you go and see the movie Selma and see what the great Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. did, you see what he did, see what he has done. And there are other great leaders that sat up here and made sacrifices and everything. And when they know that things are about to happen, these are the things that they will do. And if we can sit up here and strive and do the same thing. Because guess what? It's social media out there and everything else. And you've got to stop listening to the social media. You got to stop paying attention to what they say, because the TV is nothing and this hip is nothing but a hypnosis thing. We believe everything what is being said on TV, and not sitting up here doing research or anything like that. A lot of things happen for a reason. And pay attention to these movies that's coming out about the government and all this other stuff. Pay attention, because the thing is, it really, nothing ain't fiction. Nothing. There are some things that really could be happening in this world, but we will sit up here and say that this person is crazy. They're a nut job or whatever. Anything that man made can be destroyed. Anything. Black people, stop adapting to the European ways and adapt to what? Our culture. Accept your skin color, of your hair, and everything else. And like I say, if you sit up here and hit them in their pocket and we start respecting and supporting one another, guess what? We can do whatever we want to do. Because there was a time when black people went, when we became free, they went and built their own community. Riches, they became rich and everything else. But because of the jealousy and deceit that came, that the white people have for us, guess what? They destroyed that. And we helped them by drugs, prostitution, doing things we don't have no business doing, and then a lot of neighborhoods became the project. A lot of neighborhoods became what? The ghetto. And we allowed that to happen. Break the generational cycle, people. I ask. Just break it. And here we go, you all. It is now time for the Isis E show of just playing music only. Thank you for listening to me. And like I said before, it's just my opinion and my opinion only, you all. Is what I see, you know, what I hear and everything else. And I am so glad. Much love and respect to each and every one of you. Again, just start paying attention to your surrounding, pay it forward to the people that are less fortunate than you are. But here we go, commercial free of just music only.
Yeah. Stay on the job, dude.
Grown up shit.
Gotcha.
Alright.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Money.
kid, yeah. Life's a bitch and then you die. That's why we get high, nigga. That's why we puff fly, nigga. That's why we roll up, nigga. I get up early in the morning and I roll another L. Squint my eyes as I take a puff, what the hell. Might as well as I start another day. Looking out my window, watching people around the way. New York City air with trains passing. Couple young cats telling jokes, niggas is laughing. See shorties try bagging, she had the wagon. Hit him with the nigga, please, my tank not on E. So who you think you gassing? Tunes is blasting from my next door neighbors. But bumping some shit I could rock with. I like that flavor, some old school, nah, some old school J, but check, I'm about to introduce you to this new school K. Cito, flow lethal as I let it rock. It's like coke in the pot, how I let it rock. I clips my L and close my window and focus on making shit happen. Dog, it's just that simple, cause life's shorter than a midget or a dwarf. So the way y'all think, every day it's going get it, of course. Forget you, man, I'm hitting the source. Got a handgun that'll mess around and air one without a force. I need no sneakers, need no divas. I'm about money and hold my own, so I don't need no features. Global kings on the map with ill marketing plans. Blow haze while on tour as I spark in the van. You crippled your own style and made it harder to stand. Yeah. Life's a bitch and then you die. That's why we get high, nigga. That's why we puff fly, nigga. That's why we roll up, nigga. Most niggas couldn't make it through this life I live. And shorties can barely handle this pipe I give. I hit it real fast and slow up, she like that shit. Niggas always come cop for the price I slid. They told me that this floor had me hopping at ill bins. Watch for these phonies, get you rocks, so they still friends. Niggas aiming on reckless, popping the children. How from where his graffiti on top of the buildings. NYC, the Bronx in particular. Ben fly B, get stomped or we lift you up. It's on, then we spanky. Chrome or the shank B. BX, Bravo, the home of the Yankees. Where cats sell coke to make a living. Plus a 9 to 5 and keep a 9 and 5. I told them I'ma do it like it's 95. In 2014, I'm about to scorch scenes. I don't floss with dough, but come through, toss the flow. Something you never seen, like flying saucers, yo. They jack the kid. But fuck it, they need style. And we pop bottles for my niggas who beat trial. And back home, parole and still pack chrome. Roll some weed, sip Patron. Niggas is feeling the kid and the honeys is hype. Cause they only fucking with me cause my money is right. It's hard to tell, but I can kinda peep the funniest sight, nigga. Yeah. What? Life's a bitch and then you die. That's why we get high, nigga. That's why we puff fly, nigga. That's why we roll up, nigga. Check it. I might hit a couple times, but I don't clean the hoods. Hitting skios, freaks you never seen before. When we rock the building, shake every single floor. Me and my niggas need deals, no convenience stores. Got hoes and coke, yeah, I'm bagging them both. I happen to post, got niggas who be clapping the toast. I want it all, my nigga, need all type of cash. I need diamonds the same color as a diaper rash. Mouthwash the only time you was using a scope. These lame niggas out losing they hope. Where I'm from, young niggas carrying foes, bust cells, I'm in and out like the air in your nose. Keep breathing, it's air in my lungs, I'm out to get cheese. And going after large amounts, I got reasons, so I had to hit that route. I can't sit around, had to get up off that couch. You hitting the charts is well out of the plans. You couldn't drop an album if it fell out of your hands. I see myself in them Benzes when they passes. I got 20s of haze, size of lenses in your glasses. Smoke with me, but you won't smoke for free. You gotta put in on this, man. Unless you my nigga, we blow it down and you light it up next time. When you see me flow, it's like watching the vest shine.
No distractions. riding throughout the city. Right hand in the ashtray, left hand gripping the wood grain. I got the blue, but I'm having a good day. A contradiction, I'm sure you would say. Bumping some Frankie Beverly and May. The sky got a tint 'cause my eyes low from blowing on some good haze. Blue dreams in the Cadillac, flying high but still in the brave mood. Just pass me my space shoes as I float to the moon. Shorty by my side, she just enjoying the view. See, baby, we dreaming too. Bro, see with the steaming, we doing just what we do. Every time we get together, we blowing at least two. Of the stank is laid back, vibing while we riding in the old school caddy. Dayton's look like they gliding on some pimp shit. My pimp shit said it be flying. Them other niggas wondering where I am. I'm in the clouds with
blue dreams in the Cadillac.
Me and my best friend smoking on the finest.
Blue dreams in the Cadillac.
High royalty, she smoking with your highness.
Blue dreams in the Cadillac.
In the caddy, blue dreaming is where you find us.
Blue dreams in the Cadillac.
It's falling on me while I'm reclining. If you ain't trying to dream in the caddy, dog, don't holler at me. Matter of fact, don't even get in. My sentiments exactly respect the rules of the game, bruh. And if you ain't about matching them, what you came for? Niggas be acting like you're supposed to give them something. But I ain't with the frontin', you getting what you put in, and that's how it's always been. Don't come through if you ain't bringing nothing. The caddy ain't big enough for that personal shit. So, baby, why you fussing, huh? No reason for discussing nothing shit. What you think we do it for? We trying to take our mind off all them stressful subjects.
Why we chilling in the caddy getting blazed with the music on blast, reminiscing about the days when we used to sneak up out of mama's crib. Drink to get a little high, but back then we was kids. Blowing on some Reggie and thinking it was the shit, with the spray by our side in case we run up on a big. Blue dreams in the Cadillac.
Me and my best friend smoking on the finest.
Blue dreams in the Cadillac.
High royalty, she smoking with your highness.
Blue dreams in the Cadillac.
In the caddy, blue dreaming is where you find us.
Blue dreams in the Cadillac.
Ashes falling on me while I'm reclining.
Blue dreams in the Cadillac.
Me and my best friend smoking on the finest.
Blue dreams in the Cadillac.
High royalty, she smoking with your highness.
Blue dreams in the Cadillac.
In the caddy, blue dreaming is where you find us.
Blue dreams in the Cadillac.
Ashes falling on me while I'm reclining.
Why you looking suspicious?
Bitch, I'm here for a reason, and don't you ever
my city. New Orleans, I stay committed.
New Orleans, you fucking raised me, gave me a pot to piss in, taught me a bunch of lessons, offered me something different.
Fly Credo, shots to Sean. I hate you, bitch, word to zero. Funny thing is, you remind me of Chicago without D Rose, cause without me, you ain't shit. Scratch that, you still a free code, but fuck her. Let me switch the topic off that basic bitch, cause I ain't never really gotten to that greatness shit. Still dreaming in the lag lounge and back with my best friend by my side, and she asking me to take a hit. Riding through the city, though, New Orleans, what I'm rapping, ho. Stressed cause they turn my city into Lil Mexico. No disrespect to the Mexicans, but half of them only can speak Spanish, and I know habla de Espanol. Yo, how you say weed is Spanish? You don't understand, dog, I need some weed to manage. Getting rapping the beat, an engineer plus a meek, I'm in mic, can't even speak, hope the weed don't put me to sleep.
Hater. No kissing and telling, I never bought dreams that these bitches be selling. Cause they quit to tell all their friends and then they went in cause they heard the dick was like heaven. Nowadays I look for bitches like heaven. Nowadays I look for bitches like Nikki. Bitches with class, a whole lot of ass, and always say yes to blowing the sticky. But back to me spitting is nuclear weapon. Real niggas only for rent for discretion. These real niggas know me, these fake niggas stressing. I told them we plotting like Ocean's 11. This time around I'ma teach them a lesson. As real as they come, it's a wonderful blessing. I give them no chairs, cause all they do is rain. I hit them with thunder like Kevin.
Or maybe LeBron, cause I come with that heat. I got a shooter that guard me like that boy number is 3. I got one hell of an army, you can't get dumped in this seat. I say it kindly, think wisely, boy, before fucking with me. I say it kindly, think wisely, boy, before fucking with me. I got one hell of an army, you can't get dumped in the sea. Oh, nigga, please. Everything I do is amazing, I drop gold. Listen close, hippie flow, make them all overdose. Oh, down with the shit, haters. Hater nigga got the mad on the shit. Oh, down with the shit, haters. Hater nigga got the mad on the shit.
Thank you. Man down, could you be the one to have what I want? Could you be the girl that's strong enough to Been here my whole life and it's hard to get out. Fuck school and all that. Trying to get a tall pack. 38 with Lincoln, that's rough. I served my first pack. 92, 93, head first in the streets. Mama couldn't do it, left me to make the men meet. Tired of being broke, got introduced to the weed smoke. Number one drug of choice for a nigga on the coke. Paper went to coming, ain't no way that it should stop. 16 years old when the cop, my first car. Cutlass with the leather, all piped out, running hard. Oak steering wheel with the 4-9, pumping hard. Block pumping hard, Glocks and them jails and them graveyards. Pumping hard, but living life hard, it's all G. Born and raised on the streets, mama told her to help, but I told her on mental D. Welcome to my city, nigga. The land of some killing, a lot of blood stealing, a lot of drug dealing. That SAVAAH, that SAVAAH. Welcome to my city, nigga. The land of some killing, a lot of blood stealing, a lot of.
Forgot Patron shots, Henny. I done had plenty. And now all these fat girls starting to look skinny. And the ugly girls is all looking pretty. So I'm taking home one. Tap that ass, hit a home run. Somebody stop me, man, I'm on one. I'm steady drinking, I ain't slowing none. What for? When tomorrow here, don't want to remember the day before. So tell the bartenders for all the liquor that they can pour. My shot glass is getting empty, so pour up a couple more. And plus one more shot for my lady friend for the door. I'm trying to get it twisted, make sure that I score.
I think I've had enough, but before they round me out, do you want another drink? Do you want another drink on me?
Vodka and juice. I drink whatever it takes to tolerate your face. Once I can't see straight, we headed to your places. Let's live in the moment, though I don't condone it. But liquor turn me to another person when I'm on it. So I don't need no more, but baby, tell me what you gon' get.
Tell me where you gon'.
I ain't know she was ugly, I ain't know she was pudgy, but those shots said trust me, yep. And I knew I shouldn't have listened, but my judgment and my vision had me losing my religion, when normally I'm a
crisp.
Probably on the molly, man. It's probably on the molly, man. cut, stay hot. Bitch, don't wear no play stuff. Bitch, be sad and shouty, hop up on the stage. Suck the crowd like an island, where she come from? Where you find her? I'ma find her, designer. Reach around her, then surprise her. Shouty got a booty on her back like damn. Hello, how you doing? I ain't trying to be your man, but damn. Damn, man, booty like damn. Well, bitch, you need a Grammy, man. Up on the 10-2, what it really do? Triple stacked up, shot it gone, what it really do?
Friday on the Molly, that bitch Friday on the Molly. Friday on the Molly, that bitch Friday on the Molly.
There's a show, still a show, so I grabbed her on the stage. Turned up, cutting up, folks, this chick is out of brain.
She probably on the Molly, that bitch probably on the Molly. Probably on the Molly, that bitch probably on the Molly.
She done shut us to the club, want some love? I can't go.
I breathe it, I bleed it, I bleed it, believe it, my love is sexy. My hunger, I feed it, I feel it. Gotta touch it, I need it. I smile, it's sexy.
Hey, 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 that's what's up. This is the Isis E Show, I.E. Yep, 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 that's me. Look at here, look at here. Thanking each and everybody for listening to the Isis E Show. This was Let's Talk Tuesday. And again, just to let everybody know, is my opinion. And it was about how we as blacks still adapting to the European ways. How free are we? And then it was just nothing but music. Much love and respect to each and every one of you that was calling in, tuning in, chit-chatting with me and everything else. I appreciate the love. Trust me, I do. Again, everybody, make sure you tune in tomorrow with me with Young Joe and Tim Tall Cole Brewski. They will be on here with me tomorrow at 8 o'clock Eastern Time. 8 o'clock Eastern Time. And then that Thursday, tune in with me with Bird, Gonzo, and Mike Giovanni, okay, at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. It's all about love, you all. Each and every one of you artists, just give you words up. If you want to go on a cruise to the Bahamas just to let everybody know who you are to get recognition. Hey, one love, one house, Miss April Disco Goddess. They're giving a cruise and everything. If you want to go on there and perform, hit her on her Facebook page, or you can see the announcement on my page. That's Isis, I'ma do me. That's Isis, I'ma do me. That's ISISIMMADOME. 25 is 300, and it's only for $300 or $350 or $360 for the cruise to the Bahamas, you all. And $25 is deposit is you got to do it now. And the second deposit will be April the 15th, and the last deposit will be the full balance on June the 15th of 2015. I believe this is going to be a good cruise. She's is going to be televised, and she's also sisterhood with other cable network. I think Tennessee, Memphis, and I think it's three other states, but she's stationed in Chicago, that's Chi-Town, you all, and she have a lot of other partners. If you want to be seen, if you want to be heard, and if you just want to get your name out there just to be heard. And I'm sorry, you all, a lot of artists have asked me, no, you're not getting paid, it's just getting recognition. And going on this cruise is cheap. $300, no more than $400. You cannot beat that, you all. If you ever been on a cruise, there's lots and lots of people on there. I'm quite sure. I don't know. Maybe you can ask. You could probably sell your CDs, T-shirts, or whatever the case may be. I don't know, but it's a good place to be recognized, recognition. And sometimes we need to step out of our comfort zone. You know, our comfort zone. We step out of comfort zone. If you really, really want this, if you really want recognition, you have to, you know, pay cash. You have to put some money out there to get recognition. It's all about what you put in. What you put in is what you get out and everything else. And this is all good. It's all good. Anyway, again, you all, thank you so much for tuning in on the Isis East Show, Let's Talk Tuesday. And Let's Talk Tuesday, which is every Tuesday, is talking about the things that's going on in this world, the community, in your community or wherever the case may be, all over this world. Thank you for all my callers, my listeners from the east to the west coast, from the north to the south end, over there on the other side of the world, different continents, the islands and everything. I appreciate everybody down under. I appreciate everybody for tuning in, calling in, chit-chatting with me and everything else. To all of you artists of any genre, if you want to be on the ICZ show, hit me up on Facebook and let me know. That's ISISIMMADOME. Also, follow me on Instagram. That's Isis Rain, you all. That's Isis Rain. Follow me on Twitter at O'Shea. That's O-S-H-A-Y-A-H on Twitter. And also Isis3111. That's at Isis3111. Look at here, everybody. Support the BOB, Black Business. Black-owned business, B-O-B, Black-owned business. And you all remember, no matter what you do in life, pay it forward to someone out there that's less fortunate than you are. Because remember, we all have a story. We all have a story. Just make sure you do that. Treat people the way you want to be treated. If they're not treating you the way you want to be treated, hey, fuck them. I don't know. That's my thought. Anyway, it's all good, everybody. I always go out with a gospel song, because no matter what you do in life, no matter what your religious is, no matter what God you serve, I know that we all striving for the same thing in life, that that's to be better, that's to have peace within our mind, body, and soul, and that's just to have unity. If you get tired of every time you're looking at the news or social media, it's always negativity about this, that, and the other, and everything else. We want striving for peace. That's what we're striving for. But here go my boys from Detroit, Michigan, Young Men for Christ. They're doing their thing up in Michigan and Detroit, these gospel singers and everything. They're doing their thing there. And, again, you know, everybody be aware of your surroundings and driving and walking and jogging. You have them earplugs on, turn the music down and everything, because you only get one life. Materialistic things you can always replace. Like my saying goes, live life like nobody's watching. And my daughter has on her arm, live life like you're dying tomorrow. But do it with a matter of respect. That's what we need. And I am out. This is the Isis E Show. I-E. Yep, yep, yep. That's me. Isis. I'ma do me.